Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah.
I really wanna be filled with you. Come on, your hand clap can be far better. It should be far better. Much, much better, especially those of you who can't sing. The people on my right hand side, you're not clapping. Clap. Somebody has come to sing. Your only work is to clap. Beautiful. Are you prepared to receive the word of God? Are you sure? I'm not sure that you're ready. Are you sure you're ready? I can't even hear your yes. I don't get it.
Come on.
Well, before the word of God comes, we want to receive one more minstrel. Say one more minstrel. Yeah. And listen, we are everything that happens in this church service is anointed. Everything. The music, the drama, everything. We are believing God to see the day when minstrels will minister and people will be falling under their power. Yeah. That's where we are believing God to get to. So if you are with me this morning, you are in agreement with me, I want you to give a very welcoming clap, and let's welcome our sister Ellen to minister before the word of God comes. You're not clapping. People here,
Amen.
Where can I find you? You must Living Bread Cathedral, why don't you stand to your feet? You and I are privileged this morning to receive one of God's choicest servants. Last week this time, he was ministering in Angola. Today, we have the privilege of receiving him here in the Living Bread Cathedral. Shy service, why don't you join me? Make some noise. You can clap your hands. You can jump around. And let's welcome Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh God, come on, make some noise.
Everyone singing. Clap your hands for Jesus. Oh, don't stop clapping your hands.
Yes, 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 yes.
Don't stop clapping your hands. Don't stop clapping your hands. Clap your hands as if you are celebrating a blessing, a breakthrough. Yes.
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 Yeah. 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 Yes. 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 Yeah. Ah.
Yes.
Ah.
God is blessing somebody.
Yes, prophesy.
Somebody is being blessed.
Professor.
Somebody is being blessed.
Amen. Professor.
Somebody is receiving a package.
I receive it.
Somebody
Professor.
Is being given something nice.
Amen. Professor. Professor.
Somebody is being given something nice.
Amen.
Somebody is being given something nice.
I receive it, Professor.
Somebody is receiving something nice. Something you can't buy.
Come on, Professor.
Something you can't buy.
Professor.
Something you can't find. Something beyond your reach is beyond your reach.
Professor.
But God is giving it to you right here in the service. God is giving it to you right now in the service. You are being blessed.
Amen.
You are being blessed.
Amen.
I said you are being blessed.
Amen.
I see rain falling on someone. The rain of God's freshness. Rain is falling on someone.
I receive it.
Whatever God has for your life, I am declaring that you are receiving it in this service.
I receive it.
You are living here today with something in your hand.
Amen.
You are living here today.
Prophesy.
With a blessing in your life.
Prophesy.
And I repeat, what you are receiving is not something you can buy. It's not something you can buy.
Yes.
It's not something someone like you can get.
Yes.
But because you are here and because of the words being spoken, the words are changing into manifestations of the Spirit.
Yes.
The words are changing into manifestations of God's power.
Yes.
Something you cannot organize for yourself is being organized for you in this service. Something you cannot arrange for yourself is being arranged for you in this service. Receive a blessing. Receive a blessing. For a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. There are three people in this room.
Professor,
your life should have ended a certain way. Not a bad way. This is how your life will end. Nice life, it ends this way. But God is escalating the level of glory 10 times. 10 times. 10 times. 10 times. 10 times. Receive it now. Why?
Yes.
Because a man God sent to you said so 10 times.
I receive it.
10 times.
Professor,
I've seen your world, and that is determining what kind of man you can marry. Because you can only get one from the world you are in. But God is bringing something that is 10 times nicer than that group. There is nobody in that group who fits the description of what God is organizing for you. I see the person coming from afar. Take your notebook or your phone and write, God is arranging something for me.
God is arranging something for me. Write
it down. It's a prophetic word. God is arranging something for me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Something I cannot buy. Something I cannot organize for myself. Something I cannot arrange for myself. God is arranging something for me. God is organizing something for me. What you are writing down, what you are typing, is coming to pass practically in your life in the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Lord, I love you forever.
A door.
Professor.
A door.
Professor.
Hey. I just heard 89.
Professor.
89 means the 89th minute. Last minute. What you didn't see in April. What you didn't experience in March. What never came in August. By December 31st, you are standing in an atmosphere. You are standing in a place. I want you to lift your hands and receive an 89th minute. This year will not end without the testimony coming up. It's happening now. As I am speaking, it is happening. As I am talking, it is happening. Receive 89 minutes.
Lord, I love you.
Some of you have given up already. You said it will not happen. But God sent me as an agent of change, as an agent of your advancement, as an agent of your elevation, as an agent of your multiplication. Receive an 89th minute. It's called the 11th hour. I'm here to announce to you that what you were expecting in September, that did not come. This week it is happening. Samani Mamo Shandedebosa. This week it is happening. I said this week you'll be sharing a test. I see somebody who is crying. You are crying. You are telling your story and you are crying. Receive that supernatural arrangement. Receive a supernatural arrangement. What you have not been able to organize, angels are organizing it. The power of God is organizing it. The elements are, oh yes, I just heard some of you, your enemies are organizing it for you. Doesn't like you is organizing something for himself. It reminds me of Haman. Somebody who doesn't like you is organizing something for himself. But what he doesn't know is that he will not sit in that room. A stranger called you will sit in that room. I said a stranger called you will sit in that room. Any plan of the devil to remove you from where you ought to be, I am now announcing that Jesus, you are not only getting that which is yours, but you are getting that which belongs to them. He will remove them and add, take from him and give it to this one. I see them taking something from someone and they are bringing it to you. Receive that blessing now.
You're the God of us all. Taste it all. Your power.
Adini Maha. Is there a testimony line on your computer? Put it up. Put the number up.
Work it.
Everybody take a picture of this screen. It's a prophecy.
Professor.
By the 27th of December.
Hey!
27th of this month.
Professor.
You'll be typing a testimony to this number. Somebody, the testimony is worth $10,000.
I receive it.
Ten, I hear $10,000. That's the value of the testimony. Some of you is the value of a car. Some of you is the value of a house. Some of you is the value of an apartment. My God, 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 my God.
Work it, work it. Hey, hey.
There is an envelope. The top right corner has been embossed.
Ah, professor. Professor.
It's a high office.
Hey.
Somebody in this congregation,
hey,
is going to hold that envelope.
Amen.
When you hold that envelope,
ah,
there's a stamp. Something has been embossed on it. Mm. Take a picture of that envelope and text it,
Professor,
to this number.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
but I hear February 15.
Hey.
February 15.
Professor.
2024.
Hey.
You'll be driving a better car. Hey. You'll be driving a new car. February 15. By February 15.
Hey.
I'm declaring, somebody on my left, where my finger is going. 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 Receive it.
Work it, work it. Adini Kataba. Alepadini Kapadaba.
I've just remembered something.
Hey. Rapadini Kataba. Work it, work it. Mandili kataba di kata. Hey! Mandili kataba. Mandalaba.
Turn your Bibles.
Bless me.
I want you to read it in the New International Reader's Version. Jeremiah 29. New International Reader's Version. Yes, Jeremiah the prophet sent a letter from Jerusalem. And he sent it to Babylon. Now, in that letter was a message. You see, the message is in verse 7. He says, also, work for the success of the city I have sent you to. Pray to the Lord for that city. If it succeeds,
I love it already. Hey.
How many of you are aware that the city is succeeding already?
Hey.
This is the city.
Oh yes.
If it succeeds,
ah,
you too will enjoy success.
Mm.
It means that your success is tied to the success of the church. That's why those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem also enjoy the peace. Don't just work for your business. Don't just work for the company. Also means that you are working for things. Also means that in addition to those things, work for the success. I bless Basenta leaders. I bless them. Something from inside me is entering them. There's no Basenta leader under this commission in this church.
Professor.
Who will beg for bread.
Amen.
I see cars.
I receive it.
I see cars.
I receive it.
I see a Basenta leader driving his car behind the bus that is bringing his members.
Hey, professor.
Zabadagada babaya darabasa takata bayande.
Professor.
Also, work for the success of the city I have sent you to. Pray to the Lord for that city. We have already started prayer meetings 2 hours before, like today, 2 hours before the service. Some leaders were praying. Around January ending, I'm going to make an altar call, God willing, for more prayer people to join the groups. Today there were how many groups? This is Shine. So there were 3 groups. Yeah. 3 groups. There's some meet here, but they were all down there in different places. Yeah. So it's happened already. It's been 3 weeks now. 2 weeks, 2 hours before a church service, they are there praying. And they are leaders. Yeah. The most important people in the church. They are there praying. They are leaders. But I'm hearing February ending early February. January ending early February. I don't even know why not December. Because as I hear, I say, yeah, January ending February, I'll make an altar call. So that some of you will come to church 2 hours before the time to join the prayer meeting. And then when we ring the bell for the church service, then you come. But let me just see what I've heard. Let me not add to it. Work for the success of the city I have sent you to. Pray to the Lord for that city. God bless those who prayed today for the service. God will bless you, those who came to pray. Why? If it succeeds, and you may not have information, I have information, and I'm telling that we are succeeding. Just 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago, it was every other chair. Now we have packed. Keep watching us. Do you remember? There were gaps. Stand up and see. See. Can you see? And here. Can you see? Can you see there? Keep watching. By June next year, there'll be canopies here. If it succeeds, you too. I've tried to understand why certain people will dissociate themselves from the church. And just make a church like this. You just come and sit here only on Sunday. I mean, you are not joined to any workings and prayings. No. Today, I want to share with you a very important foundational message. And the title of the message is The Art of Hearing. The what? The Art of Hearing. Any Christian who doesn't know the subject has already been taken advantage of by the devil. Yes. You've been duped.
It is the responsibility of any well-meaning pastor to teach his sheep. One of the most basic abilities you must develop is the art of hearing the voice of God. Long before you become a shepherd, long, 1,000 years before you become a shepherd, it's so basic that you are not allowed to even have a relationship with God when you can't hear him. The strength of any relationship is based on communication. Any relationship, business relationship, marital relationship, financial, secular, office. A relationship is actually defined on the platform of communication. Any two people who have deceived themselves that they are in any business, you and I sell iron rods. You and I are four men. We are into building projects. You and I are married. You and I are married. There is no relationship that should call itself a relationship if there is no communication. It's a farce. It's a farcical arrangement. It's a deceptive arrangement. Once I'm relating with you that you and I are selling shirts, we have to talk. If we don't talk, our relationship, selling shirts relationship, it will not work. Mommy, you and I are as strong together as our communication. If the devil wants to spoil your marriage, the first area he will attack is communication. He won't bring a sexy girl. He will start with a break in communication. Oh, sorry. I forgot to say something to you. Communication is an exchange of information. Exchange of information. Using words, figures, symbols, and any means of conveying thoughts and ideas. Exchange. We cannot be communicating if I am the only one talking to you. That ain't communication, baby.
You are teaching that. It's a lecture.
You cannot. The wife is the only one who sends the... Oh, today you wore stripes. Sorry. Yeah. Or today is striped. I was a striped shirt today. I didn't know, but you should have told me to. I'm going to go get some secondhand shirts. I'm okay with this. Okay. So where's your stripe? And there's your stripe. This is striped. You didn't go to school. And that's why stripes. Okay. But why do you announce these things? You have a page you announce. Okay. I'll pay money to join that page.
find husband and wife who don't talk, but they wear the same green green. They don't talk, but somehow they emerge in the church wearing mama. The man is wearing mama, the woman is wearing mama, the same material. Ladies and gentlemen, your relationship with God cannot be called a relationship if you don't communicate with God. And your prayer is only half of the communication. Father, I'm traveling to Zelukokwe. I need a car. Father, thank you for protection as I'm on the road. Every inch by the blood. Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, bring me a car. Lord, I need money to buy food. Lord, all your life is spent talking to God. I'm preaching. So my question is that, when will God talk to you? When will God talk to you? Anybody sitting here who doesn't have an arrangement with God where you also hear him talking to you, you consider yourself out of a relationship with God. So on that day, you say, I never knew you. You see, many of you think that your relationship with God is based on basin, being a basenta leader, being a pastor, being the... It is when God speaks to you that you can be a pastor. But doing things for God does not substitute communication. There are wives who like cooking too much. The cooking is more important than the man talking in Angola. I just came from Angola. In Angola, when they serve you, they stand by you. It's not these bush Ghanaian women who bring the food and go and lie in their beds. In Malawi, she kneels down. You are forcing me to preach. You are forcing me to preach this morning.
We came for this.
I should preach all here. Yeah. A relationship is not only based on doings. There are many in the kingdom, in the church, there are many bushmen who only use money to buy Holland cloth, wristwatch, guarantee, buy bag, but he has never taken his wife to a restaurant. I sit here, you sit here, we are eating and we are talking. You are a bushman. Should I go there? Or I should go away from there? I should stay here. There are married men who have been married for 10 years. You have never written 7 sheets of a letter to your wife before. You are a bushman. You are a bushman. We're moving houses some years ago. One of the things we moved was not just furniture and suitcases. We moved pillowcases. Pillowcases full of letters. Pillowcases.
Communication.
Wow. Going to buy chicken legs jeans with high heels.
Ade. 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 Ay, 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 ay.
And the man is sitting there. You don't talk to him. You don't chat. You don't. Meanwhile, the girl in the office, even when she brings cold water, she's stroking the back of her neck. Hey! Hey! As you have brought the banku and you have gone to sleep in the office, when they bring tea, she's standing by the box. Oh, there's something in the back. Oh, sorry. Is that sugar? Do you like? Is it enough? Can I bring some milk? Most of these women, they are bush women, bush girl, bush. And Reverend Lester, what is sad is that they have brought this behavior to God. Today, they are Basenta leaders who have been Basenta leaders for 5 years. They have never spent time to hear one voice of God. I was so happy somebody came to me yesterday, Friday. I arrived and somebody came to me and said, he's going to Mampong to go and pray. My respect for the person just destroyed the roofing sheets of the house. Just went. You can't spend your time just preaching, soul winning, outreach, praying for people, whatever it is. That is why you see that the Bible talks about pray. But the only place where strength is attached to prayer is Isaiah 40, waiting on him. When you wait on him, you are relaxed to also hear him.
Thank you.
Tell your neighbor, the talking is too much. But you don't want to be chatting with anybody who just sits with you and just talks. Even when you want to make a contribution, the person just drowns your voice. 2 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to inform you today that the things God wants to do in your life are not based on what you tell him, but they are based on what he tells you. If there will be anything big happening in your life from God, it will be because you heard his voice. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, he says, it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice, say the voice. Why are you relating with God as if you are the only one with a voice? When was the last time God spoke to you about anything? When? Every day you wake up at dawn, prayer. Ikiriyaba, ikiriyaba, ikiriyaba. Latabiokoshi. Adrenkana. It's like talking. When will you hear the voice of God? And look at it. If you will hearken diligently, that is to hear the. Look, my dear friend, online, you are not the only one with a voice. God also has a voice. If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, look at it. He will set thee on high above all nations. Is it possible you are low in life because you've not heard what God wants to tell you? Some of the most unspiritual people I've met in my life are prayer warriors. Aya. He's blowing a girl in the next room. He's insulting his mother. My dear friend, the quality, can you sit down, sir?
Oh,
the quality of your Christian life will not, it's not based on what you tell God, but what He tells you. There are people who will do anything for God.
Anything.
Anything. Except to hear His voice. Anything. He will buy land for the church to be built on it. She will buy brooms for the church. And prison. They will do anything. Except to hear His voice. Your relationship with God begins when you start hearing Him. I've seen people who have done the most wonderful things for the church. But when I look at their lives, the only question I ask myself, does this person hear God? So if you don't hear God, you won't fear God. Baby, baby boy, write it somewhere. Write it down somewhere. Anybody who doesn't hear God, doesn't fear God. There is Christianity, perhaps, is the only religion where the adherents don't fear the deity. Buddhist fear. Go to Saudi Arabia with $2 million on Friday at 12 noon and attempt to even dash somebody in a shop. You tell him, no, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I don't need your money. Muslims fear Allah. Buddhists fear Buddha. What nonsense is this? The only place on earth where there is no fear is Christianity. But center leaders take offerings and declare part of the offering. Is there a dog in the church? A pregnant dog. Somebody brings a dog to the church. I'm preaching, mommy. I'm preaching. Zero fear in the church, and it's because there is zero here. Zero fear because there is zero here. Kai! You can be in a church and propose to 3 girls, and still you are singing on the stage. No fear. Simultaneous equation. Please, if you find one, you can get my number from a CEO or your pastor. Send it to me. Any religion where they pray when they want to pray, please text it to me. This useless Christianity. In the beginning, it was not so. Acts 3, Peter and John going to the temple at the hour of prayer. Are you the only person who is busy? My foot is busy. My foot is busy. Busy. Busy doing what? Busy doing what? And I want to just say, before I forget that, that thing you are so busy for, they have no regard for you. You fall sick and see. Can we declare 3 hours or 3 different times of prayer in this church, and a busy man like you will come to this church? I'm saying that, short of putting my number on the screen, I'm saying, find my number. If you get Google and find a religion where they do what they, even some of them, even your beard is prescribed. This is not Christianity. It's a social arrangement, useless. Get away from the system and leave those who want to serve God to serve God. You are not a Christian. And I'm saying, in case I fall down right now, I'm saying that the reason for no fear is no fear. You are going to marry. Your marriage is in March. You are having sex heavily. You know, initially, he was taking your panties off. Now you take the panties off for him. What's wrong with you? A lot of weddings are just deceptions. A lot of weddings, you see the bride coming in white veil. That thing in front is called the veil, eh? That's veil. And the back is what? And the center at the back. Tiara is the one at the back. It's also part of the veil. That you come, she's coming like some peacock. Most of the weddings, the woman should be wearing a leopard skin or batik. Nothing. White means we are pure. You are everything but pure. Brides ought to wear leopard skin or kente or zebra stripes. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. The reason we don't fear God is that we don't hear His voice. That's why you can tell her. You told her you will marry her. It's been 2 years. You have not married her. And you're just walking about as if you've done nothing wrong. And the reason is that you don't. God is speaking to you. Even how to marry in the midst of your financial difficulty, there is a voice. God speaks. And actually, He speaks expressly. Better develop your ability to hear. Because the problem is not God's lips. The problem is your ears to hear. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. When will God talk to you? You touch a girl you shouldn't touch. Something happened which shouldn't have happened. After that, God can't tell you that. Don't do this again. When somebody just cut the hem of somebody's shirt and his heart smote him. So you, I'm asking that. When will you hear a voice about your life? Your useless life you are living. When? Oh, I forgot to tell you, mommy. Anyone who doesn't hear God's voice cannot call himself the sheep of Christ. What makes you a sheep is that you hear. It's not that you eat green grass. It's not that your wool is white. What makes you a sheep is not that you bleat. What makes you a sheep is that you hear. John 10, verse 16. And other sheep I have. They are not of this fold. And them also I must bring. And they shall eat green grass. And they shall lie down in still waters. He's bringing the sheep so that they hear. You are a sheep of God. When was the last time you heard God saying something about your marriage, your business, your school, your life, even your body, even where you have not saved? Has God not said you must save that place? Oh, no, no, no. God, he is interested in where the hairs are. He said, not one hair on your head falls down. Not one of your teeth. One of your... I don't have hair. Oh, there's nothing. So let me use this one. Mommy, this is your own hair. Yeah. So how many are on it? She doesn't know. But God in heaven knows how many are on it. If one falls down, he knows it. You poor, you don't know. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. Better hear him talk to you about you. John 10:27. My sheep eat my grass. My sheep gather around me. As soon as sheep is mentioned, the next thing is not shepherding. It's not basenta work. It's not outreach. The people who do outreach, you cannot do outreach without hearing the voice of God. Because it's not everywhere you can go. You cannot win souls if you don't hear God's voice. Because it's not every soul you must win. There are some souls, if you try to win them, they will win you. In 9 months, you are doing outdooring with them. Mommy, it's not every soul you win. Don't go near every man. And I'm not talking to you. Don't go there. Paul was going to preach. He turned the boat to a town called Mysia. Is it Acts 16 or so? Mysia. The Holy Ghost told them, don't go there. But Mysia, are there pigs there? Don't they have human beings? Yes, Acts 16. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. Verse 9. And a vision. No, this is a different one. Verse 7. And after they were come to Mysia, they are said, people haven't passed their English. Give me New King James. I say, somebody will think what I say. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. I mean, Bithynia, are they snakes there? Are they cats? Are they not human beings? Did Christ not die for them? It's not if you can't hear God's voice. Don't try to win no soul. There are some souls. If you don't hear God's voice, they waste your time till you are now a Rasta man. You have become a Rasta man. I'm preaching. We don't hear these things in church. Many of you here, you think that only prophets should hear God. Or at least minimum is pastors. No! You cannot be a sheep. A sheep. Without hearing the voice of God. Not pastors. Oh yes, sir. Yes. But haven't you announced... Why do you think we come to church when we want to come to church? Why do you think we pay tithes when we want to pay tithes? Why do you think we are in Christ without any fear, sleeping with somebody's husband, chasing a girl, blowing men, man to man is so unjust, but woman to woman is so nasty? Why? Say, you may not know, but there's an adulterer in you. Oh, yes. There's a fornicator in me. Once you are a son of Adam, it means you are sexy. Look, the brothers who wear glasses, who look holier, you should see them in a video. We are bad. We are bad. I mean, why I'm standing, there are girls here who have had sex more than their mother who gave birth to them. Already. Yeah. We are bad. Nobody says we are good. Paul said, in me, that is in my flesh, lieth no good thing. My dear friend, if you want to go with God, better develop your ability to hear his voice. It is that voice that attenuates your carnality, that mitigates your fleshly impulses. It is that voice. It's called the lovely voice of God. Without that voice, you are an animal in the church. Who wants to go to church? Do you know what I'm going through as I'm preaching? You have no idea. But there is a voice. There is a voice. And that voice, it doesn't only talk to you about your Bible verses or the scriptures you must use. That voice, it even tells you which subjects you must choose. You don't take your child to a school because they do Montessori. You don't take your child to a school because it's close to the house. God has something to say about the school your daughter attends. God has something to say about where you are sitting to work. There is a voice. We don't use salary to choose a job. When did we start using salary? You give me 2,000 and you are doing 2,500, I'll choose you. Since when? How can you call yourself a Christian? We are sitting here, it is 1 o'clock. You have already placed a bet on 2 teams. Chelsea is playing at 2 o'clock. You are sitting here. You have already placed a bet. You will never do well in life. You will never. You are finished. That you are betting, you are finished. You are finished. But I also have money. At least that's 15 Ghana. I can go to Aviator. You are a Christian, you use your thumb to text money to bet, to place a bet, odds. You are in a WhatsApp group, they share odds. You are a Christian and you can't hear a voice. This series, you've not heard the beginning of the series. You've not heard the beginning of the series. Wake up. You cannot live your life on the basis of your flesh, on the basis of what your mind tells you, on the basis of what your friends tell you, on the basis of what your mother tells you, on the basis of what your father tells you. There must be a voice that says to you that what your mother is saying is the right thing. Stand to your feet. Next week, I'm preaching about the voice of the Bible. Yes, she has big breasts. It's true. You women don't understand these things. But there's no man, living or dead, who wouldn't want to have breasts in his hands that he's holding. There's no man. But why do you choose a woman based on the size of her breasts? You mean God has nothing to say about but the breasts? Are they not attached to a woman? Wouldn't you want to know what that woman is about? You don't get the point I'm making? I said the breasts, they are attached to her body. Wouldn't you want to know what the woman is about? That you are buying engagement ring because of the size of a woman's buttocks? Girls are saying yes to men because of the texture of their voice. You are an idiot. Idiota. Oh, yes. A voice is nice. Aye, baby. Aye, baby. It's nice. I mean, when you hear the voice, something moves from the left side of your chest to the right. We all have it. But apart from the aye, baby, there's also a voice of the Lord that must overshadow that voice talking to you. A Christian does not live on voices that are around. There's what is called the lovely voice of God. And without that voice, you are headed to the edge of the precipice. And your fall will be precipitous. Lift your two hands. Hooked on pornography. There's no voice that can tell you.
Help me to hear your voice.
That this is wrong. And some of you are surprised that nothing is happening in your life. You pray. Look at me again. Let me tell you. You pray and pray. And nothing is happening. I've told you already. Deuteronomy 28:1. What will happen in your life will not be a result of your prayer. In fact, the prayer you will pray must be based on what you have even heard from God. That must determine your prayer topics. You don't just get up and like stomach direction prayer. You should have heard from God a prompting about your son. A prompting about the pastor preaching to you, because he's going to die in just an hour's time. Just 1 hour, he's dead. There is a voice talking to you that pray for him as he's preaching, because he doesn't know he's about to die. And you are there, you are a mass of carnal flesh, sarcos. Dead, twice dead, and it's all because the voice. Read your Bible. Even when there were dry bones, it was a voice that brought life to the bones. The bones began to shake, not because a surgeon went to join the bone. A voice. Your deadness can be reversed by just a voice. Next week is the voice of the Bible. Lift your two hands. Well, you can clap. When you finish clapping, you lift your two hands. In 2024, you won't just do things because of what you heard and what you saw and what you felt. There is a voice of God that's talked to you. Useless man. Now you can lift your hands. Lift your hands and pray. Pray. If you want to live your life on your feelings, your anger, your happiness, your excitement, it's your life. Live it. Live it. Pray.
Pray. Help me, Lord, to hear your voice.
Where do I go? Should I turn left? Should I turn right? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I marry Joanna? Should I marry Sheila? Should I say yes to Francis? What do I do? The voice. the lovely voice of God. Pray.
Help me, Lord, to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Kali Mikalaba, Repadi Kidi Mo Sapania, Lepedo Shapaha, Le Makalaba, Dini Makaba, the ability, O God, to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Mandele Bakaba, Lepadi Kababa, Repalaba, make me sensitive to your voice, O God.
I can be with you. I will have something to tell you, but I will never tell you. I only give certain kinds of counsel to the people I perceive already hear God's voice. Because, you see, when I say my things and they are hard, there is a voice that must confirm that voice that what he's saying is true. Now, anybody who lacks that voice will hate me. I've been hated. I've been hated by people whose accusation was that I was preaching and I said something. And that is it. I was ruled out. I was ruled out till today. Why do you think Jesus would call Peter Satan and he's still around him? Because it's not only Jesus who would say Satan. There is a voice that says what a man is saying is true. How many of you have ever heard what the pastor is saying is true? What he said, yes, I know you're offended, but it's true. You are just living in lies. Lies. There's no truth because only the voice of the Lord is the truth. I am the way, the truth. Anybody who doesn't hear the voice of God is living in falsehood and delusions and illusions. I'm giving you a chance again. Pray for yourself for 2 minutes before we go. Pray for yourself. That from today, in this new year, you will begin to practice hearing God. You will begin to practice hearing the voice of God. You can't base your life on what you hear, what you see, what you feel, what you know. Knowledge, what knowledge do you have? You went to school, you got first class with 80%. Why is that 20%? What do you know to think you can lead yourself? Jeremiah said, it is not in a man that walketh to direct his own ways. Lift your hands, lift hands, every lifting, and pray. Pray.
Help me, Lord, to hear your voice.
Pray.
Make me sensitive to your voice, oh God. Give me the ability, oh God, to hear your voice. Mandilebe, Rapayama, Mataya Dikatos, Rapadaba, Masapayaba, Lebedebe, Masapalaba, Mandepeyaba, Lekadedo, Shapanima, Repayaba, the grace, oh God, to hear your voice. Mandili Patos, Repayaba. Open my ears, oh God, to hear your voice. Makatose, make me sensitive to your voice, oh God. Repalaba, Mandelepede, Repakatose, Impalaba, Regedebe, Masapa, Mandelepe, Mandaba. Bless my ear, oh Lord. Bless my ear, oh Lord, that they may hear your voice, oh God. Rapadinika, Alabadaba, Yepalinia, Rapadinia Baha. Makatos, Rabadiabaha, Rabadikatos, Mandayabaha. Open my ears, O God. Bless my ears, O God, to hear your voice. Rabadiabaha. Adini Panibose, Rakataba, Adini Mapayaba, Impaladebe,
your voice,
Yekadabose,
your voice,
yes, 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 hey,
your voice,
Rapadi Minima,
your voice,
Kadababa,
your voice,
Rapadi Miaba,
oh God, your voice,
ah, yes, Lord,
your voice,
your love,
your voice,
oh God.
Your voice.
Hey.
Your voice.
Your voice. Help me to hear your voice. Yes. Yes.
Your voice.
Yes.
I've got a few Sundays before I leave the system. God willing. I'm preaching the same message in his present service. But there are different messages. What I teach there, I don't teach. So if you are interested in the voice of God, Ecclesiastes 7 verse 18. Look at it. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 18. New American Standard Bible. It is good that you are grasping this one in shine. Also, do not let go of the other one in his presence. For the one who fears God comes forth with both messages, both revelations. If you are interested in the voice of God, then you should be an ardent listener of the messages in his presence service. And they also, if they are interested, should be listening to Shine. I see danger all around. There's a pastor who says, I see people are being blessed. I see a car. I've seen car. I even saw a car today. I've seen houses. But I see danger. I see evil. I see evil. Bishop says, he had a dream and he was walking somewhere and he saw a snake, a dangerous green snake, and he froze. He was wondering what to do. The snake wanted to attack him. And as he was transfixed and immobilized by the very sight of the snake, a voice. He heard a voice in the dream. Turn to your right foot. When he turned, there was a viper more dangerous than this one. What you are worried about is a plastic snake. The real problem, you will need a voice.
Eyes.
It's okay. Jacoby, come and make the altar call. I'm with you here. Make the altar call. Somebody is about to receive Christ. Today, somebody is going to hear the lovely voice of God. Your pastor is speaking now. Listen to him.
Every eye closed and every head bowed, please. Everybody, eye closed. No movement, please. Every eye closed and every head bowed. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior, I want to give somebody an opportunity today to come to Jesus. It's not about the number of years you've been in church. It's not about how many years your pastor was going to church somewhere. It's not about that. But you know in your heart that Jesus Christ is not your Lord and your personal Savior. He's not the one you obey, you are in a relationship with. He lives in your heart. If he does, you will know. You know that he does not live in your heart. If you are here like that today, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your personal Savior. Pastor,
If I were to die today, I don't know where I will go. I cannot say that I belong to Jesus. I cannot say that Jesus lives in my heart. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you for you to receive Jesus Christ. You do not know if you will ever hear a pastor say this to you again. You may sit here, you may stand here and say, next week Sunday, I will respond to the altar call. My brother, my sister, you may not have another week. You may not have another week. If you are standing here, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. I want you to lift up. I'm not speaking to people who are new in the church alone. No, I'm talking to everybody. You may even be in the front, but you are not born again. I'm telling you, you may be playing an instrument, but you are not born again. You may be standing behind a camera, but you are not born again. You know in your heart of hearts that Jesus doesn't live in my heart. Today, I want to give you an opportunity to correct something. That would be an unfortunate mistake. I see the hands that have gone up. Please keep them up for me. But I'm speaking to some 5 people, 10 people whose hands should be up. Don't look to your left or to your right. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't think about your friend you came with. Don't think about how long you have been in the church, what you are doing in the church. Think about eternity. Because Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart today and he is knocking. And he says that if you would open the door, he will come inside. Salvation is no respecter of persons. One day your judgment will have no respect for whether you were a dancing star or whether you were a chorister. The question that will matter will be whether you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. I'm talking to some young boys and some young girls. Give your life to Jesus. There's somebody, as I'm talking, your heart is beating because many times you have refused to respond to this call. Today, I'm giving you a very, very, very strong opportunity to come to Jesus, to yield to his voice and come to him now and enjoy his love whilst you still can. If you have lifted up your hand, I want you to come to the front. I want to pray with you here in the front. Come to me. Come to Jesus. Jesus is calling you. Come. Young lady, young man, come. There's a young man. You have a setup for sin. A setup for sin that is waiting for you. I'm telling you that give your life to Jesus now and terminate your life of sin. Terminate your life of sin now. Respond to the voice of God this afternoon. Respond to the voice of God this afternoon and give your life to Jesus Christ. I'm still waiting. A young guy somewhere at the back, a young girl somewhere at the back needs to give your life to Jesus Christ. Come to me. Jesus is calling you. You may never hear another pastor say this to you. You may never hear another pastor. Yesterday, I heard the shocking story of a young man who went to play leisurely football, which is something I also do, in the place where I do it. And he said that as before they started, he was warming up. He fell down. When the person told me, I couldn't speak for minutes. The truth is that you really don't know whether you wake up tomorrow morning. That's the truth. I really don't know whether I wake up tomorrow morning. This morning when I woke up, I said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I could have died in my sleep. I could have died in my sleep. So you may not have tomorrow. I may not have tomorrow. That is the dark reality. And I'm saying that don't make the mistake of exiting this earth without Jesus Christ. Because the day you exit the earth, only one thing will matter. Jesus Christ. I want to give somebody a last opportunity to join these ones here in front. To have your name written in the book of life. To be received by God. To have Jesus Christ come and live in your heart. Jesus is calling you. You have one last opportunity to join these ones in front here. And have your name written in the book of life. To join the Lord for eternity. For eternity. God bless you. Come. Come. those of you in front, I want you to lift up your hands and close your eyes. The whole church, lift up your hands, close your eyes. Because there are people in front here that, who are no different from some of you where you are standing. The only difference is that you have refused to come. So lift up your hands where you are and say this prayer after me. Say,
dear Father,
today,
today,
I am obeying your voice.
I am obeying your voice.
Say today,
today,
I am responding to your voice.
I am responding to your voice.
Say today, I give my life.
Today, I give my life.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
Totally.
Totally
and
fully
to Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
Say, please forgive me.
Please forgive me
for all my sins.
For all my sins.
And please wash my sins.
And please wash my sins
with the blood of your Son.
With the blood of your Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Say, Father.
Father.
Please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Now say, Satan.
Satan.
From today.
From today.
I will listen to you no more.
I will listen to you no more.
Say, Satan. From today.
Satan. From today.
I block out your voice.
I block out your voice.
Say, from today.
From today.
I reject your voice.
I reject your voice.
I reject your wisdom.
I reject your wisdom.
I reject your leading.
I reject your
leading. Say, from today.
From today.
I listen to the voice of God.
I listen to the voice of
God. I follow the voice of God.
I follow the voice of
God. I am surrendered to the voice of Jesus Christ.
I surrender to the voice of Jesus Christ.
Say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Now, those of you are in front, listen to me. This is just the beginning. See, that's why we call it born again. You have been born fresh. We don't give birth to a baby and leave it at the bus stop at 37 to take trotro. Do you understand? Somebody has to hold your hand. Somebody has to teach you. Somebody has to impart spiritual things to you. Somebody has to lay hands on you. Somebody has to baptize you with the Holy Spirit, baptize you with water, and teach you basic things in Christianity. So I'm going to hand you over to some pastors. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's your name? Annabelle. I'm going to hand you over to some pastors. They're going to take care of you. They will teach you. They will pray for you. They will visit you. They will hold your hand. Forever, they will be your spiritual mothers and fathers. I have the people who brought me up spiritually when I became born again. You are also going to get yours today. I want you to follow them. I want you to obey them. They will teach you how to love God and how to follow God and how to. Some of you are very young. How old are you? 11 years. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I was about 16 when I became born again. Yeah? But 11 years, you have an advantage. You should become a pastor easily. By 25, should be a pastor preaching, ministering with signs and wonders, laying hands, prophetic word. People are coming to Jesus because of you. Yeah. And these pastors, they will teach you and they will help you on that path. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want you to go. You see the lady, look on my right hand side. I see that sign, follow me. The lady in yellow is a lady pastor with many years of experience. Do you understand? So when she says something, listen to her. I want you to go with her, and she will start you on the journey to becoming a wonderful child of God. Congratulations and welcome to the kingdom of God. Come on, put your hands together for them. Go with my lady pastors, and come on, make some noise and rejoice over these souls. Rejoice over these souls. Rejoice over these souls. Rejoice over these souls. Rejoice over these souls.
Yes.
Oh yes, rejoice over this one. Your hand clap has stopped already. What a wonderful message we have heard today. I'm too blessed. Yesterday I couldn't take one word of notes. Today I've written a lot of notes. The two messages are different. Yeah. Very, very different message. You need to go back to the His Presence message and listen. And I almost feel like they need to be joined together for you to have the full revelation. I feel like anybody who's listening to one and not listening to the other, you have lost something. You know, some of us, we are blessed. We come to church. Saturday and Sunday, so we are just eating from both sides. Yes. But if you don't come for both, you can get the message on the podcast. I want to encourage you tomorrow, look for the His Presence message and use it to just the shine one. You see that suddenly the revelation will be different. But why don't you clap your hands for the gift that God has given us.
What a
blessing. The blessing that God has given us.
Bless you, Daddy. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing.
Don't you just love it's when your pastor is able to tell you that. How many of you like it when your pastor tells you the truth clear without any? Yes. I know that you like it. That's why you keep coming to church. You like it. We don't want preaching that will massage us and no. If you bring such preaching here, we don't like it. Clear truth. Let the thing. I'm sure some of you, when the message doesn't pierce you, you are not happy. The message, when it pierces you, then how many of you are going away with the message having pierced you? It has pierced you, yeah? Oh, Bishop, thank you. God bless you. God bless you for hearing His voice and transmitting that voice. Listen to me. There's a difference between a man hearing what God wants him to say and a man actually saying what God wants him to say. The two are different. And I can tell you that between what God wants you to say and actually saying it, it's a very difficult journey. There are many things that you need a certain anointing to really say. God has asked you to say, but whether you'll be able to say it is another thing. So we bless God for a pastor who hears what God is saying and is able to say it to us. Us. Many of you, one day you will stand preaching and they wonder that, hey, the way you speak the truth in this world, though. But they will know that for many years you sat at the feet of a pastor who preached truth, unadulterated truth. Unadulterated truth. What a blessing. Clap your hands one more time. We have been given a gift. You see, last week, Bishop sent me pictures of, some of you saw the video of the church, the Angola church. And when I saw how excited they were to have him, I just told myself that enjoy it whilst it lasts. Because next week, or even actually some 2 weeks by this time, we will be the ones enjoying. The type of spices that flow here, it's not the same. So you enjoy it. We will receive, and truly too, you see what has happened. So, Bishop, God bless you. God bless you. God bless. These messages are, I find the messages amazing. Like, it takes a lot of self-control to just not stare at Bishop and wonder that, how? D for the bay. When? I mean, how? How does a man deliver such revelation? But we are blessed. Take your communion. Yes. But you, what you can do is that you go to the podcast and listen to the message over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah. This was just the intro to the intro. I can imagine what will happen next week. If you are here next week, you don't come to church, you are some way. Abba! Lift up your bread. Lift up your bread. This is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I eat this body,
as I eat this body,
I become a partaker.
I become a partaker
of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
Of the sacrifice of Jesus.
Say, I become a partaker.
I become a partaker
of the power that was received on the cross, released on the cross.
Of the power that was released on the cross.
Say, I become a partaker.
I become a partaker
of the power that was released on the cross.
Of the power that was released on the cross.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it.
You get the glory. You get the praise. You take me higher.
Sing it. It's a beautiful song.
I just want to say,
lift up your cup.
Thank you. Get the glory.
This cup reminds us of the blood of Jesus. The blood that washes our sins away.
You take
as you drink this,
higher.
You are becoming a partaker in the blood, a partaker in the sacrifice. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
You get
say, as I drink this cup of blessing,
I'm
being
made a partaker.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
You take the honor. I just want to say thank you.
Lift up your two hands and receive something spiritual. You have just drunk the cup of blessings. Lift up your hands and receive a blessing of God.
I receive it.
A blessing by virtue of being a partaker in the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Receive a blessing.
I receive it.
Receive a blessing.
I receive it.
Receive healing in your body.
I receive it.
Healing in your body.
Oh, yes.
Healing in your body.
Yes.
Healing in your body.
Yes.
A headache is being healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A headache is being healed.
Amen.
A headache. Somebody, you have pain at the back of your head.
Jesus.
It's being healed now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I command the pain to leave now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your body.
Amen.
Be healed. Pain in the hip. Pain in the right hip. Be healed of pain in the right hip. Pain in the right hip. Be healed now. That limping that you are limping is going away now. Now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, yes.
We thank you for healing.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for healing. I see somebody, you've arrived at home only to discover that you've been healed. Only to discover that you've been healed. As you arrived at home.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, that we have been made partakers of that wonderful sacrifice. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless us to hear your voice. Lift up your hands. Bless us, Lord, to hear your voice.
Bless us
to hear your voice.
Yes.
To hear your voice in our hearts.
Oh, yes.
To hear your voice through our minds. To hear your voice through dreams and visions.
Yes.
Bless us, Lord, to hear your voice.
Hey.
Hear your voice.
Oh, yes.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. And you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.